Announced in Brussels, the plan amounts to the European Union's answer for the world to tackle climate change, with UN-sponsored climate change talks planned for December in Copenhagen. The EU proposal calls for a new climate agreement that would reduce heat-trapping greenhouse gases by 30% of 1990 levels by 2020. The EU plan has called for 20% cuts for that period, but the bloc said it would ratchet that up to 30% if other nations joined in. But there is also an enormous price tag to do so under the European plan. EU estimates say the world will need $71.1 billion a year in investments to meet those global warming commitments by 2030. It is also calling for richer nations to generously assist poorer ones in climate change programs, although it spells out no specific dollar amount. And it suggests that China, Brazil, and India should join the world's wealthiest nations in agreeing to make mandatory carbon emissions cuts and sign up for an emissions trading scheme that Europe has already embarked on. European Environment Commissioner Stavros Dimas told reporters it is critical that the world act swiftly.
This agreement should be concluded at the United Nations conference in Copenhagen at the end of this year. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to get an agreement that is strong and effective. With global warming accelerating, this is almost certainly our last chance to bring climate under control before it passes the point of no return, when impacts will be irreversible.
Some environmental groups have criticized the EU plan, saying Europe was not being ambitious enough and that there should be concrete financial commitments for helping poorer nations. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.